Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Well, hello, Paige.
I'm Paige, and I have a stupid criminal story, if you can handle it.
Sweet.
All right.
This time.
They're all stupid.
Boneheads.
Criminal.
In the news, this is a 33-year-old Florida man who was arrested after breaking into a store in the middle of the night last Thursday to steal $12,000 worth of Pokemon cards.
Oh, not so stupid, maybe.
Why is that?
Maybe found like a Snorlax is worth some money or a Charmander.
They're not serial numbered, so they're, you know, you steal them, you could easily sell them, mm-hmm. and they're not, you know, if they're graded, that's a whole different thing. It is a good thing about grading. It's like, they got literally a QR code on the back, so it shows who owns it, you know.
It's a pop report.
Yeah, get your pop report, Paige. Pop that report, baby.
So this Florida
Some
man.
Some hobby insider information.
His name, Clayton Warren. He was arrested after, like we said, he allegedly broke into the store in the middle of the night last Thursday to steal these cards using a chainsaw. And he was caught on surveillance footage using this chainsaw to cut a triangle into the hurricane-proof front window.
God.
But he messed up in the process, leaving some blood behind the scene.
You had a dip stick.
That's your, you know, leave DNA.
You know, if you tried to do that with Travis, he's got probably got a DNA kit right there. He can just run it right there.
I would say so. The guy's got better surveillance than a bank does, and I'm sure he doesn't mind me saying that. It is a big compliment.
But before he left the scene with, you know, the blood all over the place, he initially tried to break the window with a rock, but it didn't work. So he apparently grabbed the chainsaw from somewhere. We don't know exactly where.
Probably robbed it from a pawn shop nearby.
And he initially got away with that $12,000 worth of cards. And if you're thinking a chainsaw doesn't sound discreet, well, Clayton wasn't too concerned about that. Considering the blood.
How would that work better than a rock? Like, you got to have a starting point with the chainsaw.
I think she's saying through the gate, the hurricane-proof gate.
I thought she meant the window.
Oh.
You mean the window or the wall?
It was a hurricane-proof window, so they won't shatter. So, not only that, in addition to leaving his DNA, his blood behind, his car and his license plate were also captured on camera. So he was charged with burglary and grand theft. That wasn't very well planned out, all over Pokemon cards.
I mean, you're not expecting to bleed, so you're not like, if you're a murderer, you kind of already have like the cleanup option or whatever in mind, but something like that. But like, what's worse? Like, hey man, I'm going to, like if he took a whiz right there on the side of the Pokemon store, would they be able to, they wouldn't be able to get DNA off that, would they? What if he got a haircut
right there?
Yes, they would.
As he's sawing through, someone gives him a haircut. They find the follicles there.
If they got the root, I think they can get it off of excrement, right? DNA.
Anything.
I know they can get it if he worked himself over for a couple minutes.
What did that right there?
Yeah.
Yes.
From your body, I'm sure you can get that.
Yours.
Hair, well, here's the thing.
Hair samples.
All those cards are evidence now. Then what happens to them? Well, like, how long are they tied up?
That's a good question.
I know in the state of South Carolina, they do auctions from time to time.
You know? They used to have the police auction. They'd have a bag of jewelry.
Behind the gaslight.
Yep, cars.
Yep, me and my daddy went to it. And, you know, he's like, why would, I'm thinking how to put this. People that don't like cops, why would they want to buy their old cars? I was like, I don't know, daddy.
Because they like those Crown Vics.
I don't know. Souped up motors on them. But I don't know. But they still would leave the lights on.
Yeah.
You know? Like the side light. Like, man, I don't know. You want to like scare your friends? Or, man. That's little Tony. That's not the popo.
Next time, to make it easier, instead of thinking how would, start saying how you gonna.
How you gonna?
Like, how you going by the jury at the police auction?
Oh, yeah.
Wrong with you.
Yeah. I stay in Taylor's.
Why would you go out so late? How are you going to stay out so late? Wrong with you.
What is wrong with that dollar?
Who is you?
Who is you?
What's wrong with that dollar?
What is wrong with that dollar? We about to find out what's wrong with that dollar, if you know what I'm saying. If this whole thing with Iran keeps going.
And you know what's crazy is like, oh, shut up. Shut up.
What's he doing?
What's wrong with that dollar? I thought you were getting ready to play some breaking news or something. He said, oh, God. And he starts holding his phone up. I was like, oh, God. Maybe they did what I dreamed about. I was like, why don't they just bust off a bigger chunk of the Strait of Hormuz? You know, they let it go all the way around. What's on that land?
I was thinking, who owns the other side of the strait? Shouldn't they be taking ownership?
That little area that whips around?
Yeah, who owns that?
I know. Like,
they should be like, hey, this is mine too, blankers.
Panama Canal, that son of a bitch.
This is mine. So.
And cut it in half. And then don't make it an island, because we know what happens to islands.
You're not coming to my side unless you pay me too. So I'm raking in the money if we're all going to be...
Well, that's where you get in West Berlin and North Korea type situations.
Plus, where would the wall go? Like, you know, where would it divide through here? Would it go through here?
You ever have?
I think at 13 original colonies, we band together.
Yes. You ever been on a toll bridge and how long those lines are? And when there's a lot of traffic, this is a nightmare.
Yeah.
If it's permanently, they're going to charge people to go through the strait unless you prepay.
They can't figure out how to blockade that sucker, really. Like, they'll hold ships up, but.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm trying to think on a map. And I, you know, people will say this on the news, usually Democrats, if I may say, where they say, you know, most Americans talk all this crap, but they can't even point out on a map. You know, I had to look at a map and say, without knowing, where is it? And I kind of found it, but it was more so based off seeing the strait now. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, like Italy is known as the boot or the panhandle of Florida. So I associate it. So now I see it on a map plain as day. But prior to this, absolutely not.
No. Nope.
I will admit that. I could not tell you. I don't even know if I knew the Strait of Hormuz.
I don't
prior
think
to
any
this.
Of us really I knew much about
I heard
about
the name.
It. I heard that. I didn't know what it was called. I knew there was that one passage, and I thought it was just like cartels do in Mexico. They protect certain areas. They get paid off. I thought we had paid off the right people, and apparently we didn't pay them enough.
Like, I know the English Channel. Couldn't tell you where it is, though.
No. Yeah, same.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and there's your Rise Guys headlines.
I mean, really.
You big giver.
It's a good text. Like, what do we do with our own oil? See, I don't know.
Yeah, like the reserves.
It's reserves, but like, when do we tap in? That's a solid question.
But we're still making it, you know, so what do we, how big is the reserve? How big am the reserve? Who is the reserve? Who is you?
I mean.
Because the environmentalists don't want you to touch it. So we got to have that balance.
Yeah, but is it just like, when's the just in case? When it's all cut off?
It's got to be something like now, right? At least a little bit. When the gas is like over $5 in most places.
It's ridiculous.
Shouldn't that be the trigger point to start tapping in?
But look at this same thing, and I am not getting political, but you look at this same time where we're talking about this energy crisis in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the tariff stuff. You know, one of the big tariffs that's been fought is that Chinese EV that... Yeah. Supposedly that you could buy for 10 grand and it's got this crazy battery life to it. But I think the fuel company, energy companies are like, dude, that will screw us up with fuel. We got to put big tariffs. And now finally they're like, I think that's what that meeting was about. They came to terms with it. I think this is what they wanted to do 2 or 3 years ago when they started the EV stuff on the Super Bowl and the tariff got put in and it's literally two forces fighting each other. Well, three. Big pharma, fuel, energy, / fuel, energy. What's the other one? Fuel, energy, big. Yeah, gas versus energy. Yeah. Electricity versus gas.
The oil. Commodities market is ridiculous.
But the thing you got to remember, too, is oil, the petroleum, we're not, it's not just for gas, it's for any makeup you have that says any kind of oil-based petrol, any kind of oil.
Cooking oil?
I wouldn't put petroleum on your
face.
Yeah,
like all that stuff. Is,
cooking oil is from, well, it depends on which kind you use, but most of it's from pressed olives and stuff.
Seeds.
I'm straight up lard.
A tub of it.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com. Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Best, you son of a audio. Bitch.
It's like America's funniest home videos, except we're on the radio, and that's that. Well,
we could post, I guess, so you could see it that way, but
well,
you just have to call up the audio.
Yes, and that's the way it works on the show. If you have a good video that, and that's the I was telling Fatboy a couple of these, I'd find them. And I have some collaborators on a couple of these that I need to say thank you to. But
oh, I got one of those later too.
I will listen to it. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it, and then I will listen to it with my eyes closed. And I'm like, does it give me the same reaction? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a good idea because you are in radio.
Well, I was driving though, is when I was doing this, and I ended up on the side of 29 Woodhampton. No, I never prep for the show. But if if you got a video that made you laugh in public like a freaking idiot, we want to see it. We want to listen to it. You can DM or tag us. Fatboy is at Fatboy933. That is Fat with an F, Boy with a B, 933.
That's it. And Mattman is at O-Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
Matthew. All right.
It's like his dad used to call him.
Paige, you're involved in one of these. Not your voice, but a question that I'll need to ask you. But in this first one, mm-hmm. Do you remember the Montel Williams show?
Mm-hmm.
The Montel Williams show. It's like Springer Light. You know, it'd get controversial on there.
He used to date Kamala.
Yes, he did.
It was around the same time.
I'm glad you mentioned that. With it being radio, I have to point out a couple things here. Montel, he's still alive. Oh, is a black guy.
I think No, I don't know if he is.
I was thinking he had MS or something, right? Check that. It's like those sex allegations. You don't know. It's
second page.
He's already on the job.
I don't want to turn around.
But
do what?
Montel Williams.
And when my mom would tell a story, she would say, I went to the doctor today and I was leaving and this Mexican lady put, I was like, why'd you need to tell me her ethnicity, you know? But in this case, I do because it kind of translates the story a little bit better. Paige, what's that answer?
He had MS.
He did pass.
No, as far as I know.
Oh, he still has it. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so they don't know if he's alive or not.
No, he's still alive as far as I know.
The year was 92. I was a junior in high school.
So did you look it up or not?
He guessed.
I just looked it up that he has MS.
But is he alive?
Yes.
Okay, he's alive and has MS.
Getting an answer out of this woman's like pulling Tennessee toothpicks.
Well, you got to listen.
Ooh.
God.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you about Montel Williams, a man with MS and dated Kamala Harris.
And he was bald.
a little bit.
He's doing a show about a certain anniversary of the Holocaust. And a fellow black man stands up in his audience to ask, or not really ask a question, but to make this point. And I am shocked as the world that this aired on TV. You can tell they're quickly taking it to break as soon as he starts talking. But the fact that this got on TV is quite, quite shocking.
Of age. At that time, my whole family's wiped out.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The Holocaust is big business because Germany so far has given the Jews, I think, at least $200 billion. So it's big business. And some of you are still getting $1,000 a month. And a lot of people don't know this. And then people don't realize who brought the slaves to America. They were Jewish ships.
Let's take a break. Why did everybody start clapping?
I don't know.
That's odd.
As soon as he said Jewish ships, everybody started clapping. Like they were cute.
Maybe
almost.
They're big fans. I don't know. It was just so odd that that made it on TV.
How would he know that back then? When that kind of information was hard to get. If it's true, I don't know.
It's you know, it's a how does information go and go away, like stuff that doesn't get. I mean, look at the Bible. You know, 1400s, they decided part of it was coming out, and they canonized, left part of it out. So, you know, how did he know that at the time? I don't know.
Are you sure that wasn't Fritz Hollings?
That sounded just like it. That's why I wanted to point out, like, that this was a black man asking this of a black man on his show about the Holocaust. So I thought it was quite shocking. Wow. That was being talked about on television and taped. You know, it wasn't live, so
he was not expecting that.
No, boy, that is. He took it to break fast.
Can we go back to this guy again? Can we just one more time?
Is that guy still alive?
Is he still here? Give him a shirt.
This guy, the Whistler, we'll call him, is a big fan of Zaxby's. But he might make you not want to eat chicken wings ever again. Oh. Or he might turn you on. I don't know. But he, not only is he a Whistler, but he's a little dirty back there.
Oh. Guys. Oh, I went up there to the local Zaxby's for lunch. Oh, and buddy, I didn't realize you got to get buck naked to eat one of them kicking chicken sandwiches. Oh, between the sauce and the sweat, buddy, I done ruined my white T-shirt. Oh, I got sauce everywhere, just up behind my damn ears. Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and they gave me every napkin in the restaurant. But guys, I done pulled out my billfold, had sauce all over my singles somehow. Oh, I'm fixing to have to go rinse. I feel like I got some that traveled down to my ass crack. Oh, anyhow, guys, oh, y'all holler at me. Oh, I'll get back with you once I get cleaned up. And I might need me a gal that knows how to get some stains out. Oh, so guys, in the meantime, y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Change the battery in that fire alarm,
it
too, by
like,
the way.
Like he ate a parakeet.
It sounds, God, it's just like a parakeet and a fire alarm that the battery's going dead.
I am.
Somebody change. I can even whistle.
I can't do it.
Change the battery.
Is he doing, like, is that just like a real guy and he just does like a
yeah, that's just the way he talks and he's got the camera like right up on his face.
Like the S's, he had a hard time with that.
Down on my crack. God, it is so piercing too.
Very piercing, like the pagoda. Wow. Fat boy, I said I was going to ask Paige this question. Paige, yep. Let's say that Trixie 4, The Return of Ghost Horror, is coming out in theaters. That's the working title.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you've heard of Ghost Dad, say hello to Ghost Horror. Paige, the movie's coming out. You're on your Caroline, and they're asking you questions. And they do that weird question where they say, hey, when it comes to food, what's your favorite dish? What would you say?
Oh, boy. Lasagna.
Lasagna.
Are you? I swear to God, I was just about to say 2 pounds of lasagna.
2 pounds?
So I'll say 2 pounds of steak.
That cost about $80 at Caprice.
I think
Caprice.
That's probably the only thing.
If you wear Caprice, 2 Caprices is helpful.
She says lasagna. Fat boy, not an actor, but what's your favorite dish?
I'll say steak.
Here's what Demi Lovato said.
And your favorite dish?
My favorite dish? I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold hot things that you don't have to touch. So, you know, coffee or hot tea.
You dumbass, if she wasn't hot
my
as hell.
My God. I mean, my Lord.
God.
This is a woman who said she was an alien for some time. It's a woman who said that she was pan or asexual, whatever.
Yeah, she couldn't figure it out. She's one of those.
One of that kind of thing.
But she was incorrect. I think she should have said cup.
Oh.
But you see, you hear
that's
that.
That's like what you'd like to take off male strippers.
You look at her, you're like, hey, hang on a second. I might be able to put up with this for a little bit.
Dead behind the eyes, but what a body.
Yeah, kind
of. You kind of need a little bit of both, right?
A little mix.
Yeah. At first, I was like, she's singing about the root beer. But when she went on to talk about, you know, because you can hold hot things, like cough your tea.
That would be a mug.
You big Demi.
But we're all about the food today, right?
All about it, always.
Mm-hmm. These two guys go to the store. And one guy, I guess he stole a pizza, but you won't believe where he pulled it out from.
When I come out the damn store, right, this motherfucker right here done pulled out of, man, we sit down inside the car and everything.
Yeah.
I said, Payday, I think I just want to chill right here for a moment. He pulls out a pizza. Yeah. Out of his fucking pocket.
He pulls pizza out of my pocket.
I looked over there, I said, where the hell you get the damn pizza from, man?
I was hungry. I was hungry, man. I
said, I don't even think I want you right here no more.
Now, these are two skinny, methed out white kids in the trailer talking about going to the...
You know what? Okay. God.
Yeah.
Man. Matt. See, that's why things like that are interesting. Because in my mind, this was like...
Yeah, me too, till I saw it. And I'm
this
like,
is like Rollo and Grady from Sanford Son sitting around talking about, you know, dipping at the convenience store, grabbing some, ganking some food.
Was the pizza still in the box?
I don't know. See, we talking about pulling it out of his pocket. Did he roll it up? Was it a Totino's?
Or? Like, was it a personal pan or was it like a freaking like tombstone?
It might have been a pan.
I'm thinking it's frozen.
It's a big ass pocket.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
From callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say... Did you like the name of a donkey named Shane?
I do.
Really?
German donkey.
Very international.
Donkey Shane.
It's time. Thank you very much. It's time to say happy birthday or...
Suck it!
A little preemptive suck. But
he likes it, so I'm happy.
We got a good many.
Good many.
Let's start with a former guest of the show. Football player. He was a Carolina Panther once. I think he was a Tennessee Titan, but when he was on the show, he was a Baltimore Raven. Nevermore.
Shoot.
I can tell you where he went to college.
That won't help me probably. You say it though. Go ahead.
Ole Miss.
No, not helping me.
The Rebel Bears.
Let me get his initials.
M-O.
Michael Orr.
Michael Orr. Yeah.
That's right.
Which I think he's going through. He's got something going on now.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Didn't he like sue the family?
Yeah, he had a conservatorship. The Tuies.
Yeah,
he wanted to get out of. But something else is going on.
Oh, I hope his health is fine, or he didn't touch any kids. That seems to be the thing. By the way, shocking news to me. For those of you that are like, you know, around my age or whatever, grew up in the 80s or whatever, around this area, I just saw this. Freaking Bob Horner died.
Oh, yeah.
Golly, man.
I think it's pretty cool how you found out.
I followed Dale Murphy on Instagram, and Dale Murphy posted a picture of him and Bob holding their kids in the dugout back in the 80s. I'm like, oh
man.
Must be Bob's birthday or whatever. And I read the caption. I'm like, God. Bobby Cox and Bob Horner in the same year.
God.
I just
jeez, man.
Quit taking all the Braves.
I got to meet him, and
he's one of the few nice people out there.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, there's more nice than bad, but the Willie Mayses of the world ruin it for all the good ones. But that sucks.
Is Glenn Hubbard still with us?
Yes, he is. He looks just like you with the snake around his neck.
You know, I misspoke. Michael Orr's not having health issues. The actor who played Michael Orr. And the Blind Side is having health issues.
Oh.
Which I think he also played Biggie. Can't
is
you
Precious
see?
Okay? Please, someone check on her.
Oh, yeah.
Say it is so.
She's still working. How old's Michael Orr? Michael Orr.
45 or 46. I'll take half credit on either.
45.
Michael Orr is 40.
What?
Lordy, Lord.
Yeah, Michael Orr.
He's already retired?
I believe he has.
God. Yeah. That was a kind of a, well, it seems like a short career. I don't remember what, I know that when the movie came out, not how old the story was then.
Did he have an injury or something?
Oh, I got the teams right, yeah.
Oh, you said Diddy. I thought you said a bad word. So you said the T word for breast.
He was Panther last in 2015 yeah. season.
Yeah. He was cut or?
I don't know. I think he,
They call it waved. Oh. Waved sounds better.
He played 110 games. Guess who else has a birthday? He's got a bunch of names. One of them being Tyler Black.
You know, I want to find out. Look on his Wikipedia if his middle name's really freaking.
I think it might be. Seth
freaking
Rollins.
You know, his aunt used to do radio here in the upstate. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't know that to be true.
I wonder if they're related.
Her brother was in Rollins' band.
If they're kin. this is the old one. It's not the
Matthew
one.
Used to have a Rollins glove. I remember when he played T-ball.
Oh, he's cute.
He had Bruce Sutter.
Donnell Rollins. He's a comedian.
That's who the glove was.
Listen to Paige. Oh, he's cute. You should see his wife. I worked out with his wife one time.
His wife's the man.
Worked out with his wife and Charlotte Flair before they were married. Oh. Not Charlotte and Becky. Big time Bex.
This tells us that Paige is cheating.
I'm not cheating.
I'll say whatever Paige says.
I'm not looking at the birthday. I'm
okay. I would say whatever you say.
She looks up Kobe
She'll
Lopez.
She'll miss it on purpose.
No, I don't even know. I'll say...
God, that's his real name?
45.
Yep.
Same thing that we guessed before.
Kobe Lopez?
Because remember watching the W Unscripted, Becky calls him Kobe. She's like, I can't imagine calling him Seth.
So what's his background then? Like, is he Spanish or?
I believe he is.
Oh, wow.
Where's he from? Yeah, you better get this right.
Des Moines, Iowa.
Davenport.
Davenport. That's the home of the world's largest maker of computer chips now. Anyway.
Kobe Lopez, which he does a great Dusty Rhodes.
44.
He's also in the club, 40 years old. Same day, same year as Michael Orr.
Man.
Look at that. Who are you? We don't know.
So he's been in WWE like 15 years plus then. Like, yeah, he was early 20s.
He was young
then.
When he was.
He was FCW doing the Shield gimmick.
Yeah.
Starting that there.
God.
Now, this is not a president.
Okay.
But he is in the cabinet currently.
Did he cut the wiener off of a raccoon?
He did not.
Okay.
But he's got ears a mile long, and they keep growing.
Oh. Oh.
You know who we're talking about.
Long ears.
Give me the initials.
His first name is a famous pool game, where you would say his name, and I would say, Poyo.
Man, I'm not a billiards guy.
And I'm not talking about chicken. Man.
M.R.
M.R.
M.R.?
Initials are
God,
M.R.
God, if I'm on a game show right now, everyone's making fun of me. I cannot think who this is. M.R.
He's got big ears.
Trump's cabinet? Yeah. M.R. with big ears. What is he known for?
He's from Florida.
Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio.
God, you should have said alleged to be gay, but
I was way off with that.
I was so
with the long
off.
Ears.
If I said that, Rubio wouldn't have been your first guess.
I was thinking like Dumbo the elephant, so I was trying to think of a guy that looked like Dumbo, and I'm like, well, which one of them looked like?
Wait a minute. When you hear Dumbo, you
when he said long ears, I pictured someone who had Dumbo ears,
so. Like an elephant.
Yeah.
Like an elephant.
So I never would have guessed that. Confused me.
You want some new drugs, Paige.
No. You want that good.
Paige, how old is Michael Orr? No, we're guessing Dumbo.
Dumbo.
Margo Rubio.
I'm just going to keep saying 45 till I get
I'm
going
to go 54.
Oh, you're so close. Sorry, 55. Yep.
Oh.
Marco Rubio.
I used to play his game in the pool. Did you ever play? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You got behind your friend Marco and go, Rubio.
Rubio. Yeah.
Feeling your legs underwater.
Fun.
That was always fun. Girls in the pool
smelling
the Joe
Biden cartoon they showed that time.
What did you say?
He's down there.
Girls in the pool.
Pushing the kids under the... Oh, it's awful.
You need to say that in your creepy voice.
Smelling the hair.
Pushing their heads underwater to play with his leg hair.
Girls in the pool, the leg hair. with some Paige,
you're a creep.
She really is.
Like, you're on an echelon of creep right now. You're like, I'm going to start calling you Radiohead. Creep.
Do it again.
God.
Talk like a pedophile in a creepy voice so Paige can get off.
Yeah, it's Kylie Minogue's birthday, if you want
to
guess.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she looks a little young. You know what I'm saying?
If you ever on a date with Paige, she starts giggling like this, she's horny.
Yeah, that's what that means.
Kylie Minogue is 57.
You want some lobster?
57.
Kylie Minogue is 58 years old.
Damn,
today.
I'm not copying you anymore.
You guys are missing.
No.
Oh, I skipped ahead. I skipped way ahead. Okay, we'll still play her for this guy.
La Bamba. Lou Diamond Phillips.
No, it is John Fogerty's birthday, but before Fogerty, because I hate this song.
This isn't La Bamba, is it?
No.
Oh.
Oh, you know what? This could work for this guy too. I just realized that. Famous Dodger. Fist bump.
Steve Garvey. Suck it, Kirk Gibson.
Kirk Gibson.
Oh, good suck job.
It. Suck it, suck it, suck it.
He was MVP in 88.
Fake injury.
Why would you fake an injury?
Because he wanted to be the hero.
Oh, okay.
Screw him and Joe Carter both.
Joe. That's no Blue Jays love. Well, Kirk Gibson is 69 years old today.
How about that?
We can do Fogue.
How about that?
Big Fogue.
John Fogerty. I know this one. I'll let Paige guess first.
I hate this song. Putting in coast.
I'll say 72.
83.
81.
Damn.
Oh, good job.
And he just now, or recently, within a couple of years, got all the licensing back for the CCR songs. So he could play them now on the shows.
Just in time when he needed the
money.
What
a great song.
This one? I hate this one. This one's a good song, though. I think we all know who this is.
Leaving
on that midnight.
On that train to Georgia.
Yeah, right song. Who sings it?
Initials, please.
GK.
Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight.
Is it a pip or is it her birthday?
It is her. It's not the pip. Any of the pips. It's Gladys's birthday.
Have a good morning and a Gladys Knight. On a thunderstorm. I'm Rod Laidback. Rob Laidback Black.
It's the quiet storm.
Trying to cut a spot, Tony.
Yeah. What are you hot white women doing right now? You listening to me?
I'm going to play some Luther Vandross in a minute for a young graduate. Sadie R. Word. Happy graduation day.
Here's Dance with My Father again. Since
playing
you graduated.
This one for Philip Enos Daly. Philip Enos Daly. Happy birthday. Graduation.
Happy birthday, Phil.
Enos.
Gladys Knight, 91.
90.
Gladys Knight is 82.
Damn.
Years old today.
To you anymore today.
Well, time wise, this is working out because this is our last birthday.
The timeline on that, like, must have been like late teens when she started. All right, it's about people who spread stuff. Paige lies.
I do not.
This is a very famous New Yorker.
There's an awful Hitler rendition of this song, too, that I don't recommend Googling. Don't.
It's not Frank Sinatra.
Don't Google it.
I think my Google machine's broken.
It's awful.
Is this a heavenly birthday?
Is it Nancy Sinatra's birthday?
He cleaned up the city.
Giuliani.
Giuliani's birthday.
Oh, you should have... Oh, man.
His hair dye running down his face. America's mayor for, well, I'd say a good 10 years there.
The best thing that he ever did was unknowingly appear in Borat or Bruno, whichever one it was.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Bruno.
Yeah.
That was funny.
He was on this show.
The one that was shot here?
The first time he ran for president.
Yes.
Yeah. They said, you got 5 minutes with Giuliani.
I know. It's like, wow, if you give us 7 minutes, he might have won.
Yeah, really.
Giuliani, someone's 91 today, and I'm going to say it's him.
I'd say
no, he's
like
not that
82.
Old yet. 88.
It happened again. Same day, same year as Gladys Knight, 82.
God, there's something
for Rudy
about
Giuliani,
it.
As some of y'all would
something
say.
Something about
would
it.
Say it right. Happy heavenly birthday to the logo.
Bob Cousy.
No. Cousy's still with us.
Wait a minute. The logo man?
The logo. The NBA logo.
That's not Bob Cousy?
No.
Wait a minute.
Well, he went to West Virginia.
It never helps me. Give me the initials.
J-W.
J-W?
He died in 2024. Would have been 88 years old today. Laker!
No, Jerry West.
Jerry West.
Oh.
You pussy!
Why would I say Bob Cousy? I was thinking Celtics Lakers.
Impressive.
Paige.
Cousy's still with
me
us.
In public today later.
Okay.
Tar and feather him.
God.
I'll bring the tar, you bring the feathers.
Duh.
Jim Thorpe also, but I can't do the math. Born in 1888.
What was it? He was half Native American. Like, I think his dad went and lived on with a tribe, or his mother won.
I don't know.
I believe he had.
But he's a gold medalist.
Yes.
And football Hall of Famer.
You could probably smelt it and turn it into cool weapons and stuff.
Oh, in 1950, he was voted the greatest American athlete of the first half century.
God. Well, I mean.
Now, Jackie Robinson is the greatest athlete that ever lived.
Prior to that, like, it was only white people. I mean, that's the one thing. I mean, you can't really argue with that.
Mm-mm. Nope. God, he picked baseball, and it wasn't even his best sport or his favorite.
Who was it again? What's the guy?
Jim Thorpe.
Jim Thorpe. I'm going to look that up and see, just to. Because I remember there was some kind of something I learned in school. See, kids, that's why it doesn't matter learning stuff. Because
really
you will forget it, and then you look like a fool when you're live on the radio. A citizen of the Sac and Fox Nation, he was the first Native American to ever win a gold medal for the United States.
Yeah.
I never heard that.
Yeah, man.
Was he? Well, he was at least the 20th, right?
No, he was half.
Half? That's like 60%. Enough to be on the roll.
His birth name is Wotho Huck. Wathohuck. That sounds like one of the people graduated today.
So you think the town chief, which I guess is their mayor, is like, you'll be Jim.
Changed his name to James Francis Thorpe. But here's what's crazy. Wikipedia doesn't know if he was born on the 22nd or the 28th.
What? That's a big difference.
It says born on May 22nd or 28th, 1887. Interesting.
He should have been Frankie Thorpe.
Interesting. Yeah, he should have been Iron Eyes Thorpe. Something cool like that.
He should have been this.
You stupid bitch.
Oh, that's not true.
How about that?
Wow, that's not nice.
S.B. Thorpe.
So stupid. They get casinos now. Okay.
Then we go to them.
Let them cook.
I'll just drain our money.
You're going to get me stuck on saying that now.
It's been in my head for days. I don't know why either. Speaking of why is this guy so mad? Nevertheless, he called the FOF line.
Uh-oh.
I swear to God, the ass whooping I will lay on you will be f***ing epic. I will drink my f***ing coffee from your f***ing skull, you motherfuckers.
Sounds like a Democrat.
We will find out
for sure. We don't know whose skull he wanted to drink coffee out of. I guess he'd have to go to Skullbugs. He could have ended right there. And
this is the Rise
Thank
Guys.
You for listening.
Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.